Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured on one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you will be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Yep.
Aye, aye.
Let's do it. This is dark.
Green.
Dark.
Blues. Purples.
So this poster has a lot of greens, blues, and purples.
Unlike some of the other posters, I wouldn't say there's any kind of like defining characteristic, though. Like, it's all,
yeah.
I think everything is pretty evenly spread out.
There's a little bit of a brighter blue at the very bottom right.
Yeah, that's true.
This makes me feel like the poster itself is going to be relatively monochromatic, like maybe mostly black with like black and white images on it.
Mm-hmm. I would say one thing, but I think the lettering ruins it, so I'm not going to say this one thing.
Thanks for sharing.
I'm impressed you guys can tell the lettering based on the size of these bubbles.
Okay, KJ, only Tom can tell the lettering based
I'll say what I think. I was looking at, like, this kind of dark color would work well for Batman, but, like, there's a lot of yellow in that title, right? So how are you going to... Where's that going to go?
Yeah.
It's going to go
agree.
Nowhere. That's where.
I have a guess.
I have no guess.
What's your guess, Chris?
I'm actually going to guess Scream. I know that poster was very dark.
Incorrect. Nick, any guess? I'm going to count Batman's Tom's guess.
Ah. I was explaining why it wasn't my guess. That's fine.
Well, no, if you got another one that has good lettering, I guess you can bring
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
I have one, but I don't think it's right because I think there was more color with the spaceship. But just for time's sake, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
All good guesses, all incorrect. We're moving on to our next reveal.
All right, so we've got a little bit more change, would you guys think?
I think it looks almost like a figure that's a big rabbit, right? There seems to be almost ears coming out.
Almost like the rabbit's looking to the left? Is that what you're saying? Like you're looking at a profile?
I think I'm looking at a different poster than you guys.
Or like a big or a cone head almost, right? If you're looking at a profile.
The only thing that jumps out at me is that there are two predominantly white dots on the bottom right. They're not next to each other, but something did happen there.
Any chance that's the title? Maybe the title. Since the poster is predominantly dark, maybe the title is a whiter color towards the bottom.
These are like dark pastels, though, so it's not the white. Like it's still dark.
I feel like it's identifying a face or a head. What movie did we do that has that's about a single individual? So I have a guess, but I don't
I have a guess,
right.
But it has nothing to do with what Tom was saying.
Okay.
What's your guess, Tom?
My guess is Joker, because that focuses so dominantly on a single person.
I would think that would have more color, though.
I think so, too, but I, you know, whatever, man.
Incorrect, Tom. It is not Batman, and it is not the Joker.
Oh, that's true. I'm on a theme, maybe.
So now you got to say the Batman for the next one.
That Oh, that's true. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Nick, what's your guess?
I feel like there may be a chance here. Because there's a lot of greens, and I think it's going to be a darker background. So I'm going to go with The Matrix from 1999.
Incorrect.
The Matrix is actually one of my guesses.
Mm.
Now that you've stolen my guess, I was actually going to go with The Matrix. So I'll stick with that, yeah.
All right, we're moving on to the next reveal.
Oh, it's clearly a rocket ship.
There's definitely a defined structure in the center. I don't know if it's a tower of sorts, a rocket ship perhaps, if it's a person standing straight up and down.
Yeah, I think it could be a person.
You guys want the third reveal clue?
Sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we haven't. Yeah, sure.
There are one people. There is.
There's one person.
There is a one people
in the
poster.
There is one person in this poster.
So I was right. There, it's about a.
It's not a conehead.
No, I think the person
that is
on
definitely
the,
Dan Aykroyd. That's
I think
definitely
the person's
Dan
on the
Aykroyd.
Right, and I think it might be a female. Don't ask me why, but
I'd love to know where you see female in this. But okay,
I don't know. It looks like a dress. The arms are kind of like holding each other. Like, I don't know.
I do wonder if it's kind of like a Rorschach plot where you see a lot of yourself in these.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I have a guess, actually.
I do. I am part rocket ship.
And Conehead and Batman. What's your guess, Nick?
I see a proper lady in here, so I'm going to say the dead.
Ooh, good guess. Incorrect.
I see a lady, so I'm going to be really shocked.
You know,
it's still
really dark. I'm still thinking this might be like a black and white post. I'm going to go Bride of Frankenstein.
Ooh, another good guess. Incorrect. Tom, you got a Hail Mary?
I think there's red in that poster, though. So I had an idea, but I think it's wrong because of the redness of it. So let's go with The Fugitive.
Incorrect. We're moving on to reveal number 4.
Here's where the fun begins.
Oh, I feel like we should know this.
So
the top.
Wow.
Oh, I think I know what it is. I think I know what it is. I think I know what it is.
Don't blurt it out yet because I don't know.
I think I have a guess as well. I don't know if you guys watched this movie, though.
Left is red, and then there's a little bit of red on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I think the lady has disappeared.
Yeah, I think the lady has definitely disappeared.
Ooh. If it's a closet, it could be a Broken Blossoms guess. Oh, I guess I shouldn't influence as the host.
Guys, I'm going to go with it's not Broken Blossoms.
I don't even know if we lock it.
Solely in the camp of it's not Broken Blossoms. So let's be a team and not guess that.
I don't even know if we lock in this one, but I'm locked in.
I have a guess. I think it's wrong, but it looks like a closet to me. So it's based on that.
I have a guess as well.
Wow. All right, let's start with Tom's closet guess.
I'm going to say A Quiet Place, a movie that had closets in it because they're in a house.
Anybody else guess A Quiet
My
Place?
My guess was also A Quiet Place.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, Tom, yeah.
There we go.
And there's that one person who is a female, but I don't know how you could tell because she's in a tub.
No, that's not even where I saw the female. I think the opening to the door somehow looked like a female.
Yeah, I thought that was a closet.
Interesting.
So we got it, Tom. Okay.
We did, yeah.
My guess was going to be Blade Runner. Have you guys watched Blade Runner or the new one?
Definitely watched Blade Runner.
In our lives we have, but not
both
on a recording.
The old and the new one.
Well, congrats to Tom and Nick for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-host? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,